Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Los Angeles, rally of 4,000 calls for stopping the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Shenyun Symphony Orchestra delivers perfection and powerful compassion at Carnegie Hall. Award-winning documentary sheds new light on forced organ harvesting in China. Art exhibition in Greece clarifying the truth on Santorini. Indonesia, hundreds of teachers and students at Batam Junior High School learn Falun Gong. And an obstetrics nurse who was previously arrested and persecuted, sentenced again to prison. Now for the stories. Los Angeles, rally of 4,000 calls for stopping the persecution of Falun Gong in China. About 4,000 Falun Gong practitioners joined a rally at Pershing Square in downtown Los Angeles on October 15, 2015. Coming from across the United States and other countries, these practitioners are attending various events, including an experience-sharing FA conference on October 16th to share how they have benefited from practicing Falun Gong. The rally theme was Stop the Persecution of Falun Gong, Stop Organ Harvesting from Living Falun Gong Practitioners, and Bring Jiang Zemin to Justice. Erping Chang, spokesperson for the Falun Dafa Association, said that the suppression in China was not only against Falun Gong practitioners. He said, by opposing the universal values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, this persecution is undermining our human civilization. For practitioners in particular, it is a genocide based on belief. Jiang pointed out that through the peaceful demonstration by practitioners and their consistent efforts debunking the hate propaganda from the Chinese Communist Party during the past 16 years, a large number of people inside China and overseas have learned the facts about Falun Gong. More than 180,000 criminal complaints have been filed against Jiang Zemin for the severe human rights violations. Many elected officials sent greetings to the event, including U.S. House representatives, state senators, state assembly members, Los Angeles City Council members, and a Los Angeles County supervisor. Atrocities unacceptable. Lisa Bloom, civil rights attorney and legal analyst for NBC's The Today Show, referred to the brutality such as organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners as unacceptable. She said the suppression in China occurred because of conflicts between the Communist Party's ideology and Falun Gong principles. She remarked at the rally, "How can anyone feel threatened by truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance? All moral beings of every major religion and no religion aspire to these values." Alejandro Centurion, representing Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting in California, said the organization has, quote, focused on what we and many believe to be the greatest medical violation happening today, that is, the forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China. There is irrefutable evidence that the atrocity occurred in China and it continues to occur today. Among practitioners who attended the rally, about 100 who had been previously detained in China went to the stage. When the event organizer asked how many of them had experienced blood tests during detention, about 40 of them raised their hands. Blood testing is a prerequisite for matching blood and tissue types and has been conducted mainly on Falun Gong practitioners, not other detainees. Joan Collins, producer and former board director of the United Nations Association of Beverly Hills, encouraged practitioners to raise awareness of these issues to the public through social media and other channels. Disfigured and died of torture. Gao Rongrong, an accountant at an art college, was arrested in July 2003. Her face became disfigured after guards shocked it with electric batons for about 7 hours on May 7, 2004. Practitioners subsequently rescued her, but she was arrested again in March 2005. Continued torture resulted in her death on June 16, 2005. She was only 37 years old. Her elder sister and her family filed a criminal complaint against Jiang Zemin in June. The documents were submitted to the Supreme Court and Supreme Procuratorate in China. She requested help from more people so that justice could be served for her sister and many other practitioners mistreated for their beliefs. Many passers-by signed petitions to support practitioners. One said, "You are not alone. Other people around the planet see your struggle, your pain. We will stand with you. You are not alone. Help is on the way."
Shenyun Symphony Orchestra delivers perfection and powerful compassion at Carnegie Hall. Shenyun Symphony Orchestra did not fail to impress during their two recent Carnegie Hall performances in New York. The orchestra's masterful blend of sounds and soulful expression won high praise from audience members. As part of Shanyun Performing Arts, the Shanyun Symphony Orchestra shares the mission to revive 5,000 years of Chinese culture. It is known for its versatility in performing Chinese melodies as a full-scale symphony orchestra. It is the first to combine both Chinese and Western instruments in harmony. Many attendees were especially touched by the solo performance of violinist Fiona Zheng, a young woman who came to the United States to escape persecution in China. Ms. Zheng shared her personal interpretation of the piece in an interview on the Shanyun Performing Arts website. "It reminds me of my experiences in China," she said in the interview, and went on to explain how she lost her mother and grandmother in the brutal persecution of Falun Gong. "Afterwards, my father and I were constantly on the move, like the gypsies that inspired Sarasate's Gypsy Airs, always roaming around to avoid persecution." Award-winning producers, superb and perfect. Six-time Tony Award-winning Broadway producer Stuart F. Lane was among those deeply moved and impressed by Ms. Zhang's solo. "It got me very excited just listening to her. She has so much power," he said. Lane had high praise for the orchestra as well. He said, "I have to tell you, the sound is beautiful. In fact, I wish it could go on even longer." "It's just perfect," said Ms. Bonnie Comley, three-time Tony Award-winning producer. "Everybody loved it. I think everyone just really appreciates the talent and the craft that's up there, and what it took to get to this point, and just sharing it together at Carnegie Hall. What could be better? It's the best place I've been in all of my life." Grace Blank, a branch office manager, commented on the performance, saying, "It's the best place I've been in all of my life. I'm very grateful. It's beyond words. Phenomenal, just phenomenal. It was so beautiful, I was moved to tears." Describing Fiona Zheng's violin solo, Ms. Blank said she was like an angel that came down, and she was the voice of every instrument, of every child, of every elderly person.
Award-winning documentary sheds new light on forced organ harvesting in China. Before its international and European premiere at Film Casino in Vienna, Austria, on October 27th, the award-winning film, Hard to Believe, is driving more attention to its theme, China's killing of prisoners of conscience for their organs. The film is being broadcast on various PBS stations in the United States. Hard to Believe has already won six prestigious awards from the Accolade Global Film Competition. Director Ken Stone, a two-time Emmy Award winner for documentary work, chose to highlight the significance of bystanders' choices, a different approach from previous documentaries on the subject. Dr. Arthur Kaplan, head of the Division of Medical Ethics at New York University, was quoted in the documentary saying, "In the U.S. and Europe, you have to first be dead in order to be an organ donor. In China, they make you dead. It's not up for discussion as to whether murder for parts is taking place. It's now just a question of whether we're going to continue to put up with it." Killing on demand. According to journalist and researcher Ethan Gutman, over 1 million Falun Gong practitioners were incarcerated in labor camps, detention centers, psychiatric facilities, and black jails by the end of 2000, a year after the persecution began in 1999. Mr. Gutman said at a recent hearing on Capitol Hill, "By the end of 2005, China's transplant apparatus had increased so dramatically that a tissue-matched organ could be located within 2 weeks for any foreign organ tourist with cash." He added, "While the execution of death row prisoners, hardened criminals, supplied some of the organs, the majority were extracted from Falun Gong practitioners, a fact that wasn't even being kept all that secret from the prisoner population, visiting foreign surgeons or potential customers." State actions and military involvement. It was initially hard to believe for a lot of Falun Gong practitioners as well when the news of forced organ harvesting broke in 2006. In addition to the findings of independent investigators, practitioners gathered information and pieced together evidence on the comprehensive physical examinations they were put through while in detention. it became clear that the Chinese Communist regime conducted the checkups and examinations for the practitioner's retail organs, and such actions were being carried out by the state. An investigative phone call to the former Chinese defense minister in May 2012 revealed that the Chinese Communist Party's Central Military Commission had held meetings to discuss forced organ harvesting. The call was conducted and recorded by the World Organization for Investigating the Persecution of Falun Gong. In a July 2007 phone conversation by an investigator posing as a potential customer, a kidney broker for the No. 307 hospital in Beijing admitted that the Chinese Communist Party officials, police, and prison authorities orchestrate and trade practitioners' organs, and that they could even provide identification information, proving that the sources of the organs were indeed Falun Gong practitioners. When the former head of the CCP, Jiang Zemin, launched the persecution in 1999, his directives were to ruin Falun Gong practitioners' reputation, cut off their finances, and extinguish them physically. Organ harvesting fits the third directive while making money for the party. Mr. Gutman estimates about $200,000 per person. The European Parliament passed a resolution in December 2013 expressing deep concern over credible reports of systematic state-sanctioned organ harvesting from non-consenting prisoners of conscience. Hard to Believe is produced by Swoop Films and is available on DVD and screenings. Visit its official website at hardtobelievemovie.com for more information.
Art exhibit in Greece, clarifying the truth on Santorini Island. The Art of Zhenshan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, exhibition opened on September 17, 2015, at the Bellonio Cultural Center Foundation in Fira, the capital of Santorini. The show ran for 10 days. Santorini is one of Greece's top 10 island destinations. Every year it welcomes tourists from all over the world, especially from China. Because the locals on the island had been well informed about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, the Chinese embassy was unsuccessful in their attempt to stop the exhibition from being held. Surprised by what they saw in the exhibit, since it was so totally different from the propaganda they hear back in China, a Chinese couple asked a practitioner many questions, particularly about what it was like to practice Falun Gong. The practitioner said that before she began practicing Falun Gong, she didn't know what peace and tranquility meant because she was raised in an environment where there was fighting all the time. She said that by following truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in her daily life, she learned to control her emotions and to not be angry. In difficult situations, you apply these principles and stay calm, she explained, and when you are calm, you make better decisions. The couple was impressed by her logic and thanked her for sharing her experiences. A Chinese practitioner who had been given asylum on Cyprus spoke at the opening. She described how she was tortured for refusing to give up her belief in Falun Gong. Comments in the guest book included, "Powerful exhibition. Good always prevails, and thank you for this exhibition. It opened our eyes."
Indonesia, hundreds of teachers and students at Batam Junior High School learn Falun Gong. Hundreds of teachers and students at Harmony Batam Junior High School did the Falun Gong exercises as a group on the morning of September 5, 2015. It was the first time they had tried Falun Gong. When Falun Gong practitioners introduced the practice to the school officials, the administration felt that all of the students should have the opportunity to learn this respected exercise practice. There happened to be an upcoming school-wide assembly for all students, teachers, and principals, so they used the opportunity to introduce Falun Gong. Students from a nearby elementary school watched the exercises too, and several parents asked for information about Falun Gong. The practitioners gave them information about the local group exercise time and location and invited them to join.
Obstetrics nurse who was previously arrested and persecuted, sentenced again to prison. Ms. Sun Lin, an obstetrics nurse was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for handing out Shenyun Performing Arts DVDs. She was sentenced by the Liaxi City Court of Shandong Province in mid-August 2015. Ms. Sun has practiced Falun Gong for about 20 years, and this was the second time she had been sentenced to prison. After she was arrested for telling people the facts about Falun Gong in December 2008, the court sentenced her to 3 years in prison and sent her to the Jinan Women's Prison. Repeated arrests. My name is Ms. Sun Lin, and I am 50 years old. I used to be a nurse in the Liaxi Hospital Obstetrics Department. I began practicing Falun Gong in 1996 and have greatly benefited. However, the Chinese Communist Party banned Falun Gong in July 1999 and began to persecute its practitioners for their belief in truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I wanted to go to Beijing to peacefully appeal for the right to practice Falun Gong, but the police stopped me at the train station. When I went to a park in Liaxi City to do the Falun Gong exercises, I was arrested. Hospital authorities cooperated with the CCP. The security head of the hospital and a head nurse visited my home in the middle of the night in September 1999. They took me to our hospital for the night. I went to Beijing to peacefully protest on Tiananmen Square at the end of November 1999 and was arrested. My hospital chief's administrator and another employee came to Beijing to take me home. My wages and bonuses, which should have been over 20,000 yuan, were withheld. They only gave me 300 yuan per month living allowance. I went to Beijing several times in 2000 to peacefully appeal for justice for Falun Gong. My hospital forced me to stay at home and submit a statement guaranteeing that I would not appeal for Falun Gong again. The head nurse demanded that I quit my job if I refused to write a statement denouncing Falun Gong. However, I would rather quit my job than give up Falun Gong. Pulled by a motorcycle. I put up Falun Gong is good posters in 2002. For this, I was arrested and my home ransacked. My Falun Gong books were confiscated, and I was taken to a detention center. I was given a full-body exam at the station. My clothes were pulled up to take photos of the sections of my body that did not have any wounds. At the detention center, I was photographed and beaten. The authorities tried to transfer me to a forced labor camp after 7 days. However, the forced labor camp refused to accept me due to my poor physical condition. Sentenced. I was arrested by police in December 2008 for telling people about the persecution of Falun Gong. My home was ransacked, and I was taken to a detention center that evening where another practitioner and I were handcuffed together. We were not allowed to sleep or use the bathroom. 3 years of torture. The Liaxi court sentenced me to 3 years in prison, and I was taken to the Jinan Women's Prison in Shandong Province in 2009. I was tortured in the prison and forced to watch programs that slandered Falun Gong. When I refused to watch, I was confined in a small cell, deprived of sleep, and forced to sit motionless. I was forced to work for 10 hours a day with no time out for meals and given only limited time to use the bathroom. Practitioners were not allowed to talk to me. I was confined in the small cell for over 40 days, given only one bottle of water per day and not allowed to use the bathroom or bathe. Some prisoners had to do hard work throughout the day and the guards assigned them to watch me in the evening so that they would develop hatred for practitioners. My blood pressure rose and other prisoners were ordered to force medication down my throat and to carry me to a hospital, where I was injected with unknown drugs. The prisoners beat me and my body became covered with black and blue bruises. I was held in a small cell until my release.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.